Chapter 13. After 12 hours of rest, the three opossums wake up to the splendor of a new dark night. They make a plan to meet by a gopher hole under an oleander shrub. Then they separate to seek their fortune, which means to find a good breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Apple Blossom keeps her long nose to the ground as she hunts for tasty pill bugs and earwigs and beetle grubs. She uses her hands and feet to pull up weeds and lift stones. She surprises herself an hour later when she realizes that she's somehow in the grassy yard where the dog lives with the little pebble-eyed people. She knows that she should be afraid, but she can see the red ball in the shadows of the grass, and that means the dog is inside. In the dark, she can see the house more clearly. The lights are on, and she makes out two very large monsters who are staring at a magic light box on the wall. Then the small people comes into the room. She doesn't look at the box. She turns and stares out the dark, see-through glass. Apple Blossom doesn't dare move. What if the littlest monster screams and shouts and alerts the big people? What if the dog finds out she's in his yard? Apple Blossom holds her breath as the little creature walks closer to the glass. And then the monster does the craziest thing. She raises her hand and she waves. Apple Blossom pulls herself up onto her hind legs so that she's standing tall, and she raises her front paw and waves back. Apple Blossom can see that the little people is very happy. She's now smiling and laughing, and the two monsters staring at the light box turn to see what's going on. This scares Apple Blossom, and she drops to the ground and takes off for the cover of the bushes. She runs until she's out of breath, but when she finally stops running, she is happy, too. She likes the little people. They both appreciate flowers. At the end of the night, Apple Blossom meets up with Antonio and Omelette, and they find an excellent sleeping spot inside a cinder block wall. This is a dry and very comfortable place to call home, at least for a few nights. Once they are happily in this cozy den, Apple Blossom clears her throat and says, "Tonight was special." Omelette yawns, but Antonio looks interested when he asked, "Did you eat a frog?" Before Apple Blossom can answer, Omelette says, "I love frogs, especially the legs. Were you down in the big drain pipe? I hear a lot of frogs croaking in that gully." Apple Blossom shakes her head. "No, I didn't eat a frog." Omelette is disappointed. "Too bad." Apple Blossom struggles to find the right words. "I made a friend," she manages. Omelette rolls over and mutters, "Who needs friends?" But Antonio is intrigued. "Mama said not to talk to the skunks. Did you cozy up to one of those striped stinkers?" Apple Blossom shakes her head. "No." Omelette yawns again, this time in a way that sounds too big and like he's making some kind of point that he doesn't care. "So just tell us," he says. "The sun's coming up and we need to get to sleep. Who's your new pal?" Apple Blossom inhales deep and then exhales slowly. "I think I found a special monster." Omelette sits up fast, banging his head on the cement block and yelping with pain. "What?" Antonio is even more alarmed. "Why would you find a monster?" Apple Blossom realizes that her big news is going over big, but not in a good way. She stammers, I didn't mean to. One thing led to another." Her two brothers are no longer consumed with fatigue. They look consumed with concern. Apple Blossom can hear it in Antonio's voice when he says, "What were you even doing around monsters?" "I went back to the same yard where I spent the day. There are good things to eat over there. I found worms and flies and snails and even a dead mouse. I think an owl dropped him." Omelette is easily distracted. "How is the dead mouse? Tasty, I bet." Apple Blossom manages to nod. "Yes, a bit chewy, but very nice." Antonio isn't going to be sidetracked by a dinner discussion. "I don't care if there were a dozen of dead mice. You shouldn't be spying on monsters." The hair on Apple Blossom's back stands up. "I wasn't spying." Omelette's voice now sounds like a growl. "This will lead to nothing but trouble." Apple Blossom tries to hold her ground. "I was thinking that both of you might want to come with me and see her, up close, but very safe." Antonio answers before Omelette can. "Why would we want to do that?" research, she says in a low voice. Omelette makes a face. What's research? Apple Blossom pulls her tail close to her chest and ends the conversation. Forget about it. Good day. Sleep away. The littlest possum shuts her eyes and hopes the discussion is over. Antonio tries to explain what research is, and Omelette moans for a while about having a headache. Antonio keeps talking about safety, but both of the possum brothers are asleep long before Apple Blossom drifts off. She knows she's made a mistake telling them about the monster. She doesn't want to have secrets, but maybe that is part of growing up. Some things, she decides, might be better not shared.